With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Nightmare in New England is over. Officials today said they found the male suspect in the Brown University shooting in Rhode Island dead in a New Hampshire storage facility. And U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Lee Foley describes the day of the actual attack.
On December 13th, Neves Valente entered an auditorium on Brown University's campus during a study session and began shooting at students, killing Ella Cook and Muhammad Aziz Umar Zokov, and injuring nine others.
And police have yet to release a motive for the shooting. They do say the suspect died, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Department of Health and Human Services is proposing new regulatory actions governing medical practices and funding for transgender surgeries and therapies, often labeled gender-affirming care. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is putting a halt to that kind of funding.
The first rule are hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, and their two children among the seven killed in a plane crash in North Carolina. Ken Lorman has more details.
NASCAR said that Biffle was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, adding, quote, his passion for racing, his integrity, and his commitment to fans and fellow competitors alike made a lasting impact on the sport. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson posted on X, I'm devastated by the loss of Greg, Christina, and their children, and my heart is with all who love them. He added, they were friends who lived their lives focused on helping others.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new study that's out on miscarriage, abortion, and grief.
Published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, it reveals that nearly 40% of women who lose a child either by miscarriage or abortion suffer grief over the loss for up to 20 years thereafter. The study also indicates that many women feel guilty about their abortions, causing them not to seek counseling, adding, quote, even those seeking mental health care are hesitant to disclose their abortion histories. Michael Harrington reporting.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has unveiled legislative plans designed to curb radicalization and hate in the wake of this week's massacre at a Hanukkah celebration. Among his proposals are measures to broaden the definition of hate speech offenses for preachers and leaders who promote violence, to bolster punishments for such crimes, and designate some groups as hateful. This is SRN News. A new AP NORC poll finds that health care is surging as a top concern for many Americans. About 40% of U.S. adults say they want it addressed next year, up sharply from last year. Immigration and rising daily costs remain major pressure points as well. A nationwide debate is emerging over whether states should adopt federal tax breaks on tips, overtime, and business expenses, as the federal government is. Supporters say they offer relief. Opponents warn of revenue shortfalls if they're in effect. Michigan has already approved such exemptions. The Miami Dolphins aren't sure what comes next for Tua Tagovailoa. Despite signing a major extension through 2026, his performance has declined. That was serious enough for the team to decide to bench him. It leaves the team also to weigh options amid rising turnovers and heavy cap implications. More on these stories at srnnews.com.